Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
Afternoon, Anthony.
Sean, how's things? How are you?
First off, we'll talk about this farm that's for sale in Australia, just to give some context of how much stuff costs. How big is this farm?
So the farm is 495,000 acres, or in other words, it's the size of Offaly, if you wanted to put it in Irish context.
Right.
So yeah, you're talking about 495,000 acres. When you consider the acreage that's sold in Ireland every year, I mean, the average farm would be 40, 50 acres. 495,000 acres, that's 2,000 square kilometres. So like, if we want to put it in Irish context, you're talking about, it's slightly bigger than Waterford, Cavan and Westmeath. It's the same size as Offaly, and it's just smaller than Wicklow, Kilkenny and Derry. And probably everyone's wondering, what would it go for?
Mm.
So in terms of Australian dollars, it's been sold for 80 million. Between 72 and 82 million Australian dollars. And in euros, that's about 50 million euro.
Right. And presumably the person who'd buy this wouldn't be just a fella with a couple of tractors.
It wouldn't be a man with 15 suckler cows in the west of Ireland. Let's just say that. Like, he won't be looking at this investment. It's owned actually by a kind of a mogul over there. His name's John Nicoletti, and he's one of Western Australia's biggest farmers. So he put it onto the market in May. And I suppose it's kind of there is international interest. You can imagine it's the people from Dubai. It's got interest from Canada and the United Kingdom so far.
Right.
But you're talking about, it's a very niche market and a very, very niche buyer.
And what would it be used for? What would they grow?
It'd just be a huge tillage farm.
Yeah.
That's really what it'd be used for. It'd be arable farmland. I suppose of the 500,000 acres, if 390,000 of that is arable country.
Yeah.
So it's a very viable business. You're also talking, there's 50,000 Merino ewes sold with it, which is sheep. In layman's terms,
right? Okay.
So it's quite a big investment. You're also talking, there's about 30. So there's 25 houses, 12 shearing sheds, 15 tons of on-farm silo storage, and numerous sheds. When we're talking about numerous sheds, we mean numerous sheds.
Wow. Now, obviously, there's a bit of drizzle outside in many parts of the country, so everyone's a bit relieved about that. But
yeah.
Particularly
look,
farmers,
yeah.
Of course. But prior to this happening, were crops actually going on fire?
There was a barley went on fire in Kilkenny. There was actually a tweet by Glanbia Agribusiness yesterday, which actually put out pictures of a farm of barley that went on fire in Kilkenny. So you can understand. We're going through a heat wave. Everybody knows that. It's the most talked about thing over the last month in farming circles.
Mm-hmm.
Rain is as scarce as a longitude ticket for a teenager at this stage. So we're talking about obviously the next week we're going to get rain. I don't want to bore everybody with the forecast because everybody knows, but there certainly has been. Well, it's been a drought, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll see how much rain it is there, because there doesn't seem to be that much.
No, the West is predominantly going to get it, but, you know, we always do. We actually got rain on Sunday, which is incredibly ironic, because we actually made hay on Friday, hoping to get it saved on Sunday. So in the month it took, in the month of the drought, we made hay. Yeah, but look, it won't do any harm to it. All it'll do is take the dust out of it. But yeah, incredible timing for my father, I have to say. A big shout out to him.
So what is the Stylish Bales competition?
Yeah, so who said farmers didn't have style, Sean? I suppose, look, there's a competition that's been held every year since 1953 in Drumshambo. And it's part of the Tostal Festival. And basically, farmers, and you have the pictures in front of you, and we'll actually tweet them later. Farmers basically do up bales in a sort of a stylish manner. So as you can see in front of you, you've got some bales are designed like Donald Trump. Some bales are designed like U2. You've got, is that Henry the Hoover?
Dusty Bin.
Is that Dusty Bin? You've got various different people or various different bales that are designed and styled in different ways. They're actually incredibly artistic. So the winner was this one. It's a smaller picture there I'm going to put in front of you. It was actually won by the Nugent family this year. And in second place, the second place family were the McKeown family. But it really is it's kind of the artistry at best, and as artistry as farmers can get, if that's the right expression.
Who said bales can't be stylish? Anthony Jordan from the Farmers Journal. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief
on News Talk, sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.